Hello and welcome to I Talk to Ghosts. I'm your haunted host, Jennifer, and this evening we are going to be discussing the ghosts of pets. A lot of us have had the sad misfortune of losing a pet. I know I have. It can be an overwhelming loss and a hole in our lives, really. And some people believe that the end of a pet's life is simply that, the end, and others have faith and trust. They will be reunited with their pet again, or that their pet's spirit has moved on to something greater. In the meantime, maybe you've caught a glimpse of your departed pet out of the corner of your eye near their food bowl or their favorite spot to sleep. Or you've heard the pattering of paws around your home still. Is this your brain filling in the blanks with what was? If you've experienced an encounter with a past pet or just want a small example of hope that spirit continues on, listen to these stories tonight. The ghost pets are coming in for a visit now. I wanted to share an experience that happened to my in-laws a little over 8 years ago. They were a darling retired couple in their early 80s. They had recently come to the heartbreaking decision to put to sleep their aging Pekingese named Thor. This dog had been like a child for my mother-in-law. She groomed him incessantly and brushed his teeth every morning. Consequently, she took his loss very hard, as did my father-in-law. Eventually, they began to get over their grief. A few months after Thor's death, right around 10 p.m., they heard a dog barking. Actually, it was more like a yipping, common in the smaller dog breeds. Upon investigation, they discovered that the sound was generated directly above where Thor's bed was on the back porch. It was not long in duration, and it didn't seem to upset either of them. When my husband and I questioned them about it, it seemed that they had gotten more of a sense of peace from the experience. However, the barking incident turned into a regular occurrence at their home. It always seemed to occur just shortly after 10 p.m., which happened to be the time that they had always given Thor his treat just before they retired for the night. They had numerous guests over, as well as a minister of their church, all of which were treated to the experience of hearing the dog barking. Many of those who witnessed this incident went on to great lengths to determine its source. All of them failed to generate any explanation other than, it must have been Thor. They even tape recorded numerous sessions. In the end, it began to wear on them both, but especially my mother-in-law. The barking had begun to turn into more of a growling and a snapping sound. She relayed to us that she feared that Thor was becoming increasingly more angry. One evening, right around 10, she went to the refrigerator. As she opened it, she was hit by a breeze and a very loud, ferocious snarling. It was enough to make her recoil and slam the door shut. She broke into tears and verbally spoke as if the dog were alive in front of her. She tried to explain to him that they had put him to sleep to alleviate the pain that he was suffering from. She continued and told him that she and her husband loved him and she would see him on the other side, but that he didn't live with her anymore. The ghostly barking ceased that very night. Several years passed, and they were given a darling little Pomeranian. Their new dog expressed one little oddity. Frequently, around 10 p.m., He would stand in the kitchen facing the back porch, and he would growl and carry on as if he had seen another dog there. In 2016, my fiancé and I adopted a beautiful kitten. She was black, white, and ginger. I believe she's a calico and a ragdoll mix. She has the most playful and loving personality in a cat I've ever seen, and is basically just a little bundle of pure joy. For our kitten's own safety, we put her in the sitting room at night with all her toys, some food and water, and a bed and a litter tray, and we check on her throughout the night too, just to make sure she's okay. She's normally asleep on the sofa, snoozing in her little bed, or playing with her toys, or just plain getting up to no good, as kittens usually do. After a few weeks of her living in her new home and us getting used to having a kitten around, me and my fiancé began seeing another cat. I was awoken one night by what felt like a cat jumping onto the bottom of the bed and walking over my legs and feet. I sat up a little and I looked to see what I thought was our kitten, as it was rather small and white. It then jumped off the bottom of the bed and went towards the other end of the room. I promptly woke my fiancé and told him that the kitten had somehow gotten out of the sitting room. But when we went down to check on her, she was still in the room, minding her own business, with the door still firmly shut. Well, we checked and checked and checked our room, but we couldn't find any sign of a cat. I couldn't explain it, and my fiancé said I must have dreamt it, which I know for a fact that I didn't, because whatever it was woke me up out of a deep sleep, and I felt it walking on my legs and feet. I kept on seeing what I thought was our cat on and off out of the corner of my eye for a few more days after that incident, but nothing quite as direct. My fiancé, however, had an encounter of his own a few days later. We were getting ready for bed one night, and my fiancé was putting on his pajamas when he suddenly turned around and, clear as day, saw a cat sitting there watching him. Thinking it was our cat, he approached her to pick her up and ask her what she was doing out of her room. Not that she could have told him anyway, when he realized it wasn't actually her. Before he could even speak, the misty white cat ran off rather quickly down the landing, away from our room, and disappeared into nothing. Book a medium reading with me. If you have a past loved one you would like to connect with, a spirit reading can be an amazing and never spooky experience. Every medium is different, but I strive to give you specific details that align only to you and your loved ones. Curious? Visit italktoghosts.com for links to book with me. I can't wait to meet you. Welcome back to I Talk to Ghosts. I have a few of my own experiences with animal spirits and pet spirits. I have definitely had one of my cats come back to visit me. There have been times where I have caught a glimpse of a tail making its way across the room, as well as the feeling of my cat jumping up on my bed to join me to sleep, and the occasional feeling and also hearing of purring very briefly and soft, but a purr is very unmistakable, isn't it? There were a few occasions when I was living in an apartment in Evanston, Illinois. This is a location that I haven't mentioned yet on the podcast. But in this apartment, there did seem to be the spirit of a pet that still resided in the space. This cat enjoyed living in that space and wanted to hang around a little bit longer. And perhaps because I had a cat, they felt welcome and playful. There were a few instances in which a cat toy would roll out from underneath the couch on its own, and my cat would be in a different room at the time. As well as there was one time, and unfortunately I wasn't in the room to witness this, but I certainly heard it, where my cat was batting around a toy, and then all of a sudden it sounded like the toy kind of came rolling back to her and she got tangled up in it, or there was some kind of kitty scuffle, even though there was only one cat, and she was almost like playfully chased out of the room. But the great thing about this energy is I never got the sense that this cat wasn't playful or that my own cat was bothered by it. This next segment is quickly becoming one of my favorite portions of the show. I have another spirit reading to share with you. And I'm really delighted that I can show you that each reading is so unique to the individual that I'm reading for. And as an extra bonus, I'm a little tickled that this reading ties into the theme of this episode. And that portion of it was completely unplanned. And I just love a little coincidence like that. See for yourself. Here's this week's spirit reading. Joining me tonight for a spirit reading is my guest, Pam. Pam, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm very excited about this.
I'm a little excited, a little nervous. I don't know really. I mean, I saw, you know, some of your other podcasts and I know what to expect. I don't know what to expect. So.
No, yeah. Don't be nervous. No, we're going to have a great time. And also every reading is different and unique. And that's one of the things I really love about it. You never know what to expect. And the less you expect and the more open-minded we are, the better, you know?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. So I have my notebook here. I've taken a lot of notes beforehand where I just start paying attention to things that are coming in, as well as I meditate and create a space and just welcome those that love you to come close and talk to us. Now, I get the impression that your family is kind of private, that they kind of hold people at arm's length. Once you're in, but otherwise it's kind of private. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, very.
Okay. And is that more than one individual, or did one person kind of set the tone for that?
I would say it's more than one individual.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense to me. And it's not that they're going to continue to be that way. It's just, I find that those who have passed over, they present themselves in the way that they were in life so that we'll be able to recognize them. Mm-hmm. You know, first off, the first thing that really came through for me is I feel like there is a woman on your mother's side who has passed, who was really coming through. Is that something that you can relate to?
Yes.
No pun intended.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Would this be your mom's mom?
Yes, it would be. Yes.
Okay. Okay. She, I'm consulting my notes here. She seems like she had an adventurous side. I'm getting the words, the term overseas coming through. And I don't know if it was because, there was a connection with that,
or if she wanted to travel a lot. Can you speak to that a little bit?
I will say it's a little hard for me to talk about my grandmother, my mother's mom, because she passed early. But I do remember my mother telling me a story about how, yes, that she did always want to travel. In fact, the story I asked my mother, I said, where would you have liked to have taken your mom? And my mom said she always wished she could have taken her mom to the beach. Her mom never even saw the ocean.
Yes. Yes. So, I have that written down. I have coastal beach water. I can send these to you afterwards. Okay. I did write down dog, but I didn't get the impression it was your dog. I was more getting the impression I was going to ask if your grandmother had a pet who she really cared for. But with you, I was getting a cat. A cat was coming through for me.
Yes, I did have a cat too.
Okay. She's very bright. I'm thinking she was very light in color, like a white cat. And very, very curious. Mm-hmm. Very curious. My cat is not like this. But to me, the impression she is giving me is that if you open something, she's in it. If you're doing something, she was in it. Definitely a cuddle bug as well. But like, I see you trying to wrap a present and it just wasn't going to happen because your cat was like in there.
That is crazy. So yeah, we did have a cat, my husband and I, and this cat was actually a stray. We used to go running around our apartment complex at the time, and this cat just showed up and she just started running with us and followed us for blocks. Like, just cat until we're like, okay, we're gonna go inside now, and we're like, bye cat, you know. But the cat, and eventually, of course, this led to us taking the cat in and taking care of it. She has passed, so yeah, that's very fascinating. She was probably the brightest animal I've ever encountered. She was very, very bright.
Yeah, I wasn't really getting the impression that she passed away from old age. Mm-hmm. Did you lose this cat when she was not from old age, but just at a younger age for a cat?
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely swirling around you. And that is hilarious that she used to run with you. Like, what cats want to exercise them?
I remember too, when that happened, a guy was like on his porch on the phone, like talking, and he just stops his conversations. Well, this is like, you know, we're doing a loop around these apartment complexes, right? And it's like the second or the third time, and the guy's like, is that your cat? Like, he's like, what? Why is this cat following you? And I'm like, it's not our cat. We don't know, but she just likes running with us. So, yeah. What an interesting cat she was. We called her Erin. That was her little name that we gave her. Yeah.
Oh, what a sweetie. Yeah, just really got the impression that she was just whip smart and always like almost like leading the charge. If you were doing something, she wanted to be in the middle of it, like either walking on a keyboard or, you know, on the newspaper or in the middle of rapping. Or it's like, okay, if there's something I need to do, I need to do it in a different room from her.
Yes, exactly. Sweet. Oh my gosh.
Oh, sweet. Okay. All right. Let me look at all of these things. Now, I'm getting the impression that you carry on with interests and things that were, it's not that it's a tradition in your family, but it's kind of like you get it from them, like how you, I wouldn't be surprised, and like, I don't know if you know this at all, but if it's like, I kind of model my relationships after their relationships, and or like, I have my love of tea because of their love of tea, that sort of thing. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, very much. Yeah, awesome. I would say that. Yeah, like traditions in our family and everything else, or it's just like, this is the way you do things, and that's kind of it. If you want to put it in a different way, it's like how I understand it. Yeah, like, this is just the way you do it. This is how it's always been.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of getting a little bit of that. Like, I pay attention to things that are suggested to me in my head, like before the reading, even a day before the reading. And like, someone made me clean my bathroom.
That is okay. The cleaning thing, that is yes. a huge trait on in my family, especially, I don't know, really both sides of the family. Mm-hmm. So that sounds, yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Like,
it had to be tidy.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's my family. Both sides, really.
It was almost like, I'm going to have company coming over. I need to clean up.
Yes.
Or just make sure everything's tidy. You know what I mean? Okay. Let me see. Is there something about your daughter that connects her to your grandmother or someone older than your mom? Like, is there a mannerism of hers or an expression, or it could even be like her middle name?
With her middle name there, and it's not my side of the family, but my husband's side of the family. Mm-hmm. It's been a tradition for literally over hundreds of years to have each generation. It's part of a poem and they just kind of repeat the poem, but the first letter from the poem, you know, they just go down line by line. And every child that's born in like the current generation, I can't even remember the poem right now on the spot and everything.
Yeah, that's
but,
okay.
But yeah, but so we started her name, her middle name, with the first letter of this poem. So it is, oh, it does lovely. Tie her, you know, into this okay. tradition on his side of yeah. the family, at least. So it's an old tradition.
That is beautiful. I've never heard of anything like that before, like a poem, a family poem. That is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have a couple maladies that those who passed wanted kind of, I picked up on. And you may or may not know the details of these, but I was picking up on head pain. It seemed like there was a sudden event that occurred. And yesterday while preparing for the reading, I had a lot of head pain, some dizziness, disorientation, some nausea.
So there is actually someone I was hoping would come through, and they had a brain aneurysm and passed.
Okay.
And I happened to be there at the hospital with our friend's wife, you know, when it all happened. That was a really traumatic for everyone and just sudden. And he was still young, you know, I want to say he was just 40, maybe even 38 or something. But yeah, that was really hard for all of us.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for your loss with that. It's so hard when someone goes suddenly.
Yeah.
And, I was getting, this feels like to me that this was an individual, you know, you mentioned his wife, that you were just very influenced by their relationship and how he was. And he was just an all around really good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. They were great friends.
I was getting a lot of impressions about, friendships, and I was going to ask you if there was a peer that you had lost. So that's really interesting that that is coming through. Was your friend like a very technical person?
Yes.
Because I'm almost getting like an engineering type of vibe off of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe he was. Sorry, it's actually kind of hard to talk about. It was just
we don't have to linger there. I feel like if you needed someone to come over and hook up your stereo equipment or something, you would be the person who'd be able
probably,
to do it for you.
Yeah.
You know, you said you were hoping he'd be someone who would come in. I think he's definitely making his presence known, which is lovely.
Yeah. If anything, I was hoping to let her know and give her some comfort, and I think I will. Yeah, because she was looking for that early on too. Feel his presence or just anything at the time and just know that he's okay. And so I was hoping to give her some kind of closure with that.
Yeah. I am getting the message from him that he is so proud of how she has progressed in life, and that he sees that and like is just really proud of all the successes that she's had. Like, she's really managed to build a good life for herself.
Yes, she has. She has.
And he really wants to say, you know, I see you, honey, and I'm just so proud of you that with what you've managed to do despite this challenge and this hardship, that, you know, he sees it day in and day out, that it's like, wow, look at you go. Look at you go.
So, yeah, she's done an incredible job turning her life around, you know, but just kind of, yeah. almost feel like in a way starting over, you know,
yeah.
that, like, she's done a wonderful job with that.
Like, I see it, like, she's built a lot, you know, and she's created her life, really, is what I want to say. I don't want to ever measure something by, you know, job success, because yeah. we are so much more than that,
so
but
true.
She's accomplished. She's accomplished.
Yes.
Great. All right. Let me see. I wanted to ask you if there was someone who, was kind of estranged from your life. And this was someone who, they were always just, it was almost like it was hard to keep up with them. They just had so much, I don't know if it was ambition or drive, but they were just constantly going. And then they left. And then it's almost like it's a relief that this energy wasn't there anymore. And I feel like we're kind of getting into personal territory here, because those relationships can kind of be difficult. But can you connect that with someone?
I think that would be for my mother, with her father.
With her father. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It felt like a father figure, and it felt like, you know, drive, like just really hard-nosed and always bringing that energy in. And that once this person left, that's when things can kind of calm down and be more nurturing and loving.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I really think that's who that is. I can't speak a lot to it because mm-hmm. again, it is, when you say estranged, because I think it was one of the, something about my grandfather, it was one of those family like secrets, you know, it's mm-hmm. where nobody really wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to address it. Nobody wanted to share anything. I didn't even learn anything about my grandfather my mom's dad until probably when I was like about to graduate high school. And I think mm-hmm. one day I asked something and my mom just started crying and like,
wouldn't
even really talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm only a little hesitant. Sorry for your lovely viewers. Do not share too much, but I would love to chat a little bit more about it later.
Sure.
But yes, he was, I understand he was a loving father, but also not at times, you know, and,
yeah.
You know, they had a very difficult life growing up, you know, and my mom and her family. And yes, it was tragic, his passing, but at the same time with him passing, it gave also a sense of relief to mm-hmm. at least most of the family. Mm-hmm. I believe there was some longing, you know, for him, you know, especially from my grandmother. Mm-hmm. But otherwise it sounded like with him gone, everyone's like, you know.
Yeah. We don't have to dwell on it too much, but the impression I'm getting is that there was some kind of tormented decision. He was plagued by something that he was tormented by. And it was almost like, there was some kind of choice or decision to be made. And really, we don't have to elaborate. All right. But you can tell me after the call if that's something that kind of lines up.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
One thing I want to ask you before we go is if there was a stuffed animal that perhaps maybe one of your grandparents gave you, a rabbit or a bunny?
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes, there was. Yes, there was. From my only living grandparents when I was younger, he gave me a little blue bunny. And I remember even taking that with me to his funeral as well.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah,
I think that it's funny when I'm shown things because I'm seeing this bunny being so loved and you know, and just you carried it everywhere. And there was definitely an acknowledgement of, I gave that to her.
Yes.
And they see that. That is so sweet.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to try not to cry.
Well, I have one last thing for you. I have a few messages from your loved ones who want to just offer their encouragement and love to you. So let's see. This is what I got from them. They say that you are on the right path and that you've positioned yourself in such a way that now it's time for you to command it, if that makes sense.
It does.
And shape and create what you want with your dedication. And their main mantra for you is depth of soul. That's like, you just have such a deep soul. Don't play on the surface. Go ahead and dive in with your intuition and your creativity and all the experience that you have and everything that makes you you, and really command it and make it your own. You know, you don't have to kick down a door and like be aggressive about anything, but just own your energy and stand in your own energy and just really trust in you can dive deep and you don't have to play on the surface. So go ahead. Like if this feels right to you, explore it a little bit, like, you know, dip a toe in and see, you know, test the waters and just really, don't hesitate and don't have any kind of fear about diving deep.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
It totally makes sense. I've been a bit reserved and needing to a bit, you know, through this as well. Yeah. I tend to approach a lot of things in life that way. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful advice. And this has been amazing. I do want to talk with you more a bit after, but I definitely felt like I connected with some people today.
Would you like to receive a free spirit reading with me? Enter for your chance at italktoghosts.com/guest. Each week, I'll randomly select a name from the list to be a guest on the show. Together, we will talk to the spirits who wish to communicate with you, and our session will be featured on a future episode of I Talk to Ghosts. The spirits are waiting. Enter now at italktoghosts.com/guest. And with that, dear listener, we've reached the end of this week's episode of I Talk to Ghosts. I hope you've enjoyed the stories I've shared with you this evening, as well as the spirit reading. And wherever you wander off to, in this world or the next, just remember, come back and visit me. Have a lovely evening and good night. If you listen to my podcast, you have to be like me. You love listening to spooky stories. I'm excited to say that Audible is a sponsor of this podcast. Audible's storytelling keeps me company no matter what other task I'm doing. And you know what? Listening can also keep my stress at bay because my mind is being drawn into the stories I'm listening to. Sign up and try it now by visiting audibletrial.com/ghosts. I'll also have a link for you in my episode description notes that you can click on. Happy spooky reading!